The Farm Bill is more than just agricultural regulations and subsidies, according to Brandon Willis, a professor of applied economics at Utah State University and senior advisor to the former Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack.
The Farm Bill is 80% really nutrition programs. And one of the controversial parts of the Farm Bill was changes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP.
Earlier this year, the House modified the requirements for those who are eligible for SNAP benefits.
To remain eligible, you had to do they had more work requirements, and this was highly controversial. The Senate didn't do that. The House Democrats voted unanimously against it.
And after the last election,
all the leverage that the House Republicans had at that point in time really evaporated with the election. And so that probably actually helped come together in a conference with the House and the Senate. And I think what you're looking at is probably really no major changes to the nutrition part of the Farm Bill. And they just had to tie up some loose ends everywhere else.
Willis says most Utah producers won't notice a difference, with the exception of some improvements to the dairy industry. The bill has passed the Senate, and the House could vote this week, sending the final version to President Donald Trump. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.